Royals come set. Looks at second. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball weakly hit right side to his right, Gurriel. He has it, underhands to Giles. He gets the first, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take 2 out of 3 in the series as they defeat the Minnesota Twins by a final of 5-3.
Gives them 21 wins in series this year against just 6 defeats, 2 ties in their series. Big reason this team is 62-30.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Fires working from the first base side of the rubber, the 2-2. Curveball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Man, does he have that curveball working. 11 strikeouts for Fires, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. How about the job by Mike Fires in the start today, going at least 7 innings for the 3rd time this year?
Yeah, they needed that badly. No walks, 11 strikeouts. He overmatched this team. No walks, 11 strikeouts. That's not done very often.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros taking the series from the Twins with the victory yesterday, and it all started with Mike Fires. Continues this run he's been on, 7 innings, and just gave up the 2 solo home runs and no walks and 11 strikeouts. Really impressive.
He's been really good when we've needed it, you know, with our rotation, you know, having question marks and a few injuries and a few missed starts. Mike Fires has churned along and found his breaking ball and really pitched effectively for better than a month now. So it's nice for him to step up. We needed to win the series. He came through with some good innings. A couple solo homers aren't going to beat you, and our offense woke up late in the game.
Yeah, you had the situation, I guess it was about a month and a half ago, when brought Fires into your office, told him he's no longer going to be in the rotation, working out of the bullpen, things he needed to work on. Then next day, Charlie Morton goes down. Wind up having to have a different conversation with him the next day, and I wound up never leaving the rotation. But as a manager, always has to please you when guys take advantage and seize those opportunities.
It is, and he needed to do that. I mean, we were at a time where we were trying to figure out, you know, why was the ball leaving the yard so often? What was the problem with his command? His delivery was a little bit of a mess. And he took it upon himself that even though he was back into the rotation, he wanted to capitalize on the opportunity and not have that conversation again. So I applaud him for his work. He's really been a reliable starter for us. And, you know, for someone who had, you know, one of the worst months of his career in April, he's had a strong run of success that, you know, that makes him a part of what we're doing.
You know, Jake Marisnyk and Nori Aoki, 2 position players who hadn't gotten into the first 2 games after the All-Star break, but you played them both yesterday. Aoki, 2 hits, including the go-ahead 2-run double. Marisnyk had a big RBI single, scored a run, and always nice when those guys make the manager look smart.
That's right. You know, I wanted to get them in the game, and I don't think they get the credit that they deserve sometimes. We're a hard lineup to crack. Those guys are doing their best. Obviously, Jake's shown some power in the first half. Nori's been hit or miss with his playing time, but provides a tough at-bat. For both of them to take it, you know, take it and have a good game, and when the middle of our order was having, you know, a sort of a non-productive game, it was nice to see the bottom of our order step up. 2 guys that don't get to play a lot, you know, be part of the solution, help us win.
And you look at the 7th inning. You went into that inning leading by a run, wanted to get some insurance runs, and Jose Altuve and Jake Marisnyk basically created some runs for you. I mean, Jake Marisnyk advancing from 2nd to 3rd after the throw by the 3rd baseman Escobar, and then Kenny Vargas, 1st baseman, air mails it back the other way. He winds up scoring. Altuve the double, big steal of 3rd base, and winds up scoring on the ball that got away from the catcher on the strikeout of Reddick.
Yeah, I mean, two plays that are just created by athletes. You know, we often talk about our offense, about hitting and about the power and the lack of strikeouts. We probably don't talk enough about the athleticism that we can have in how you steal 90 feet. I mean, Jake Marisnyk leads off with a walk, gets a stolen base, creates a mess of a play for them, and scores on an error. And then Altuve doubles and does the same thing, steals 3rd, and ends up being opportunistic on a ball where you know, 99 times out of 100, guys don't try to steal or try to attempt to score. He created some runs. And as it turned out, they put some pressure on us in the 9th. Giles came through and got the last out, but you know, every run counts in this game, specifically in these close games.
Taking on a Mariners team, and when you look at this Mariners team, you think about that really good lineup, and also just a ton of left-handed pitching on this team in the rotation and in the bullpen.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us because I don't want to sit our guys. McCann and Reddick are both playing today. Paxton's really tough on everybody when he's got his good fastball and good breaking ball going. So you know, but you got to beat their starters here. Their bullpen has been in flux a little bit, different names here and there and different injuries. But, you know, we've got to play attack mode when you face the Mariners. They've got a potent offense that can pose some challenges. You know, I haven't forgotten what Robinson Cano did in 2016 against us. We hope to keep continuing to handle him. But a good ball club across the way that hasn't played consistent baseball, which represents their record, but one that can beat us any given day.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it. Next pitch will be the 10th to Mariznick.
Gibson takes a big deep breath, now gets the sign, the windup, the 3-2 pitch, and it's outside. Ball four, Mariznick wins that battle and reaches with nobody on. That's a great way for the Astros to start things here in the seventh inning. Mariznick takes off, no throw, steals the bag. Springer takes it for a strike, but Mariznick picks up his 6th stolen base in 9 attempts and gets into scoring position. Here's the 3-2, and it's grounded to the left side. Third baseman Escobar has to jump, makes the catch, and throws it. And now the throw to first base, return to third, and Vargas airmails it over the third baseman. Scoring is Mariznick, and the Astros lead 4-2.
Pleased to be joined now by our Lexus player of the game, Jake Mariznick. Had a good game this afternoon and got the Astros on the board with his RBI single in the second inning. And you got that base hit, hitting one up the middle. Was that your plan against Kyle Gibson today?
Yeah, just trying to get him in the air. He's got a good sinker, two-seamer. So you're just trying to get him in the air, get a pitch out over the plate. And I think we put some good at-bats together off him today.
Hey, George was popping off about you. I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. He picks up a couple of stolen bases against the Atlanta Braves. He said he's coming for you. He said you know he was coming, and you picked up another one. Is he going to catch you?
No, he's got no shot. But, I was trying to encourage him. I was kind of slowing down. I was like, hey, come on, let's get some bags for you, and you can catch me. But I don't want to give him too much of a chance.
It's so. Like wearing ankle weights in a race.
I'm going to work with him, though. We'll work on getting him some stolen bases.
Well, and Jake, I mean, how about the effort by Mike Fiers today? I mean, you got a pretty good look out there in center field. No walks, 11 strikeouts, 7 innings. Needed some length in the rotation.
Yeah, he was spotting his pitches, mixing it up. I mean, he was doing what he's been doing over the past few outings. So he's been fun to watch lately. And today, all the pitchers do well.
All right. Hey, Jake, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the good game and on the win.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a 3-game series with the Seattle Mariners, and Carlos Correa is my guest today. First-time All-Star, Carlos. Big thrill for you. It was kind of expected the last 2 or 3 weeks, but it had to be a thrill for you.
Yeah, it was a great experience overall, be able to share my first All-Star game with my family and be able to go out there and play with so many great players.
And Miami seemed to do it right. I mean, that seemed very festive. A lot of guys had a good time, didn't they?
Yeah, it was, you know, Miami, you know how Miami is. Yeah. It's a great place. A lot of fun, a lot to do. So, you know, it was just great venue overall, and we had a lot of fun.
How many autographs do you think you signed? Because you always hear, you know, guys get balls, jerseys, all that stuff. If you estimated how many autographs you signed during that time, what do you think?
There were a lot. I would say like 500.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of autographs, and yes, my family too asking me for stuff. Yep. And getting me to sign stuff. So, yeah, a lot of autographs during that week.
You think it was more fun that you get to experience that with a lot of your buddies on this team?
Yeah, absolutely. Be able to have 5 more of my teammates there and have my double play partner there next to me starting the game. It was so much fun. It felt like a regular game.
Seemed like for us, and we were really hoping that Marwin Gonzalez was going to get a chance to be on that team too. Such a big part of this team, isn't mm-hmm. he?
Yeah, for me, he's the MVP of our first half. Uh-huh. Just not only because of the numbers he's put up on the board, but the way he plays every position. You know what I mean? He plays, I think, 5 positions so far. So, you know, for me, that's what MVP means. When somebody's so valuable to a team that can play anywhere, and he plays every single day.
You guys have a big league, Carlos, but how do you guys stay not content in the second half, but how do you go out there and have the same edge and the same intensity?
Well, you know, we just go out there and we try to put great at-bats together as a mm-hmm. team. And we're trying to have the greatest season ever. So, you know, we're not going to go out there and give up away at-bats. We're going to do our best. And we got to try to win every series that we play. That's our goal. You know, since day one, we've been trying to win every series. In every meeting, we talk about winning series, and especially against our division. So today we start a 3-game series against a division rival, and we just want to go out there and try to win the series.
I don't know if I've seen many young guys, especially as young as you, that don't give away at-bats. How do you stay so focused each and every day and not get tired and throw away an at-bat?
I've, you know, try to stay consistent, but also, you know, get my walks every once in a while and not swing at bad pitches. Sometimes you're 0-for-3, and I've learned that through my, you know, only 2 years that I've been playing, but at this level. But, you know, sometimes you're 0-for-3, and then the fourth at bat, you want to go home with a base hit, and you start swinging at bad pitches, and instead of going 0-for-3 with a walk, you go 0-for-4 and with nothing that day. So, you know, you want to be able to bring something home, a walk, a hit, a double, a home run, an RBI, something home. You just don't want to go home empty-handed. So, you know, sometimes I just try to take my walk and go home happy with that and regroup the next day. Of course, of 162 games, that makes a big difference because that might be 30, 40 at-bats.
Yeah. I want to ask you one more question. Now, I've noticed this year you're starting to feel the ball a little bit more one-handed. Is that because you're tall and that gives you a little bit more extension and range?
Yeah, it gives me more range. It gives me it makes me move my feet in order to look for a good hop. Mm. And, you know, I just feel like it's easier for me with one hand. And I've been working on it since last year. And, you know, this year I'm more confident winning the games.
There you go. All-star Carlos Correa. Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's something you dream of since you're a little kid. So, you know, hopefully it's... I can accomplish that a lot
more.
Times,
yeah.
A homer, and he belts this one. Center field, sending back Kevin Pillar. He's going to look up. There it goes. Three-run shot by Correa. 15-0 lead for the Astros. And the second home run for Correa in this one, an even 20.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.